This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro. Happy Memorial Day weekend. On any other year, this might be the weekend you head to the beach or barbecue with friends. Some of you are asking us about safe ways to do that. Others are looking ahead to the summer and wondering if any travel will be a good idea this year. To answer your questions, Dr. Abra Karan of Harvard Medical School is still with us. And also joining us is Catherine Hamm. She is travel editor at the Los Angeles Times. Good to have you both here.
Thank you, Ari.
Thanks, Ari.
We just answered a bunch of questions from kids, and we have another good question from a young listener. This one is from Cora in Washington, D.C.
My question is, if it is safe to travel on planes, will there be rules about how far you can go?
Dr. Karan, what's the current sense of how safe air travel is?
That's a great question. So in general, I'll start with the positive. Planes do have good ventilation systems. They do cycle air through HEPA filters quite regularly throughout a flight. But the key is that you're still in you're still very close to other people in a closed space. And you have staff who are kind of going up and down the aisles who are in contact with multiple different people. So there still certainly is a risk. We know there have been outbreaks of flu and SARS in the past on flights. And we know that even, you know, just normal speaking can likely transmit SARS-CoV as well. So I would say that the risk is still there.
Catherine, just from a travel perspective, can you tell us about what airlines are doing to keep passengers safe? I feel like I got a mass email from the United CEO on the same day I saw a passenger photo of a packed United plane.
Well, there is that. But in theory, they are trying to social distance on planes by keeping the middle seat empty. They're also asking passengers to wear masks and to be cognizant that other people on the plane, of course, have special needs, that they need to be safe as well. So it's still a work in progress, because that particular United flight was the result of several canceled flights during the day, and they all ended up on the same flight. Now, United has since said that they will try to let people know if flights are going to be booked like that.
Okay. Well, here's someone in the planning stage of a trip trying to decide what her safest choice is. Let's listen.
Hi, my name is Stephanie, and I live in Richmond, Virginia. I live alone and far from my family, and I'm making that work by making longer trips back to Wisconsin, where I'm from, twice a year. So my question is, how can I safely go about seeing my family this summer? I'm wondering, what's the best procedure to follow if I'm going to make an extended visit? For me, time isn't an issue, and I think I have family members who would have separate facilities for me to use if I needed to quarantine first.
Okay, Dr. Karan, it sounds like she's thinking through the right questions about this commute from Virginia to Wisconsin. What would you recommend to make it safe?
She's absolutely thinking through the right components of this. You know, the key is to minimize the amount of face-to-face interactions you're having with other people, minimizing how much you're in crowded rooms and crowded places, you know, wearing masks to reduce respiratory spread. It's good that she mentioned that the family has a separate bathroom and a separate room where she could isolate if she needed to. But remember, transmission can happen before you show any symptoms. And so, you know, even if she did start isolating after she had symptoms, there is a possibility she could still transmit. So just keep that in mind.
Okay. Our next question comes from Maria in Oregon.
My daughter currently lives in Washington, D.C., and will be driving to Oregon this summer. She'll have to stay in a number of motels along the way. What should she do to protect herself from contracting COVID-19 during her travels?
Catherine, I know you've been looking into this. What are some steps that people who have no choice but to stay in a hotel can take to try to protect their safety?
I think it's really important, first of all, to call ahead and make sure that the hotel is open, and to find out what kind of procedures they have in place to disinfect. Are they doing electrostatic spraying? How have they reduced the number of touch points in the hotel? In other words, are you going to be greeted by somebody at the front desk, or can you do that all with your smartphone? Can you open the door with your smartphone, or do you need a key card? All of those things are important. The more protections in place, the safer I think people will be. At least they'll feel more confident.
Those sound like very helpful tips. Dr. Karan, would you add anything to that list?
No, I think that's a great list. You know, if you think about it, most hotels should have general cleaning procedures in place before new occupants come in. If you're staying alone in your own room, then, you know, the risk should still be low in that kind of a circumstance.
Also seems like this person traveling cross-country is unlikely to be in a hotel room for more than one night, but if you are, maybe hang the do not disturb thing on your door. You don't need anyone unnecessarily coming into the room while you're staying there.
Exactly.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. This next question comes from Laura in Charlottesville, Virginia.
I have elderly parents that live in Alabama, and it's about really a two-day drive for me to go visit. So I usually fly. And my question is about traveling to be there on Father's Day, which is June 21st. Is it safe for them, for me to travel to visit them? And I'll just say that my father is 92 and his wife is 80, and she had a stroke about a year and a half ago.
So definitely in the high-risk group. Dr. Karan, do you think there's a way to do this safely?
You know, I think it's a tough situation, Ari. I can understand how Laura would want to spend time with her parents on this important holiday, but I think that the risk here is very obvious. Community, the virus is still circulating in the community, and so I would have to say that the best bet would be to use something like FaceTime or Zoom, and to try to avoid that right now while we're still trying to get things in a better place.
Catherine, what's your take here? I know many of your readers must be facing similar difficult choices.
I have heard from many, many LA Times readers with this very same question, and it's one of those head and heart questions. Your head tells you that there may be a problem here, and your heart says, but I need to see for myself. Well, as Dr. Karan said, Zoom or FaceTime or something, but please be very conservative. You yourself may be asymptomatic, and you may unwittingly pass that virus to one of your parents. It's better to be safe than sorry, to use an old cliche, and you certainly don't ever want to have that on your conscience going forward.
Yeah. We have a question here from Dave in Los Angeles who asks, last week my friend flew back to LA from an international location unexpectedly. I didn't know one can fly back to the US. Isn't that illegal? He asks. He came in a chartered flight, which was packed, he told me. Why is the US allowing flights from anywhere back to the US? Catherine, what is the state of play on international flights right now?
We are receiving flights, international flights, and so it is not illegal. There are some places where we cannot go. For example, the UK has a quarantine, and Ireland has a quarantine, 14-day quarantine. We cannot fly. This is not international. This is domestic, but we cannot fly to Hawaii without a 14-day quarantine. But it is not illegal for those flights to come back to the United States.
All right, we are talking about summer travel with Dr. Abrar Karan and Catherine Hamm of the Los Angeles Times. And if you have questions, we want to help. Go to npr.org/nationalconversation. On Twitter, use the hashtag NPRConversation. We're going to take a short break and then answer some more of your questions. Stay with us.